Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Register.
Hey, Ross. Happy Indigenous People Day.
Shouldn't you direct that in my direction? At me?
You too, Dylan.
Direct that in your direction.
I'm of Indigenous people.
And also Indigenous Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy.
How you doing? Today's going to be a little ridiculous, and I'm going to tell you why. We're going to start by talking about the NFL. We normally don't. We normally start with college, but there's just so much insane shit going on.
Our listeners are not going to know what hit them.
We have to. I'm just going to run through some of the headlines in the NFL world right now. This is the fucking ESPN page. All right, so this is like as dumbed down and kind as they can possibly be. Dolphins O-line coach resigns following video. What it should say is Dolphins O-line coach resigns following video of him doing cocaine while leaving illicit video voicemail for his stripper girlfriend.
Right.
Alleged girlfriend. Just be a stripper. Giving him the
He made the mistake
experience.
Of falling in love with a stripper.
Yeah. A la Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Or Mickey Rourke in any movie that he's in.
So if you somehow missed this story, this is what happened. The O-line coach for the Dolphins, his name is what again? Something Forster?
I don't know if that's right.
Anyway, he took a video of him.
Chris Forster.
He's doing lines of
just
cocaine.
O-line guy.
He's doing lines of cocaine.
Allegedly.
Allegedly cocaine. It's a white powder.
It's cocaine.
And he's talking to the camera to his stripper girlfriend whatever.
Dude, he's railing gator tails.
Talking about how he's about to go into a meeting. So he's at work. He's at the office at work about to go into a meeting.
He's grinding
he has a drug problem.
And so he does like three lines. And at the end of it, he says something along the lines of, I want to lick this off your pee or something like that. It was really aggressive.
Does pee stand for pussy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So minus pulling your piece out, this is about as embarrassing as a video can get for you.
I would say pulling your piece out is a hell of a lot more normal than...
More normal, but...
Leaving a video voicemail. Was it a video voicemail?
No,
that confirmed?
It was just a video.
Yeah, probably just a text. I doubt this guy has Snapchat.
What's wrong with him?
He's sexting his stripper girlfriend.
He's gonna want that one back.
Here's
you know what I'm saying?
I'm resigning from my position with the Miami Dolphins and accept full responsibility for my actions. I love that type of deal. Like, oh, what a big man. Accepting full responsibility for his actions. Dude, you did blow on
You have
camera.
No other option.
There is no other choice.
Yeah.
I don't know where he goes from here.
He said, I want to apologize to the organization, and my sole focus is getting the help that I need with the support of my family and medical professionals. Yeah, he needs a good six-month rehab stint. That's near rock bottom. Snorting three lines of coke pre-meeting.
Is he too old to be doing cocaine?
No.
And yes, right, and he looks like a cokehead.
I'm going to take the other end on this. This is what I want my O-line coach to do. Like, he's getting ready for his meeting. He's been grinding away for hour upon hour upon hour in the office. You can't have your coaches leave, so, you know, do a little blow.
Damn.
Get ready for the meeting. A little pick-me-up. And he's sending it to a stripper girlfriend. Like, this is a total offensive line guy. Like, if he's coaching up the big fellas, you want your guy, like, this man.
This is
leading.
Next level degeneracy. He's 56 years old. One of the highest paid assistant coaches in the NFL at a salary valued between $2.5 million and $3 million a year.
And, of course, this happens in Miami. It's, like, perfect.
The fucking Dolphins. Of course it's the Dolphins. Sweet Jesus. What a disaster.
Yes, it
don't you want your offensive line guy to have a little edge, though?
No,
you need
I do
this.
Not. I don't want him doing cocaine and sending videos to strippers.
Hilarious as the video is, and it is very, very funny.
It's uncomfortable, too.
This is truly the trashiest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's so bad. Dude, it's so bad.
And he keeps calling her baby. Like,
yeah,
something like that
just
makes
about
my skin crawl. Very uncomfortable.
Next headline, Watt out indefinitely, merciless out for season. I don't want to talk about this, but J.J. Watt broke his fibula or his tibula.
Plateau fracture.
Everything is fucked is the big story here.
He's heartbroken.
The Texans lost two of their three best defensive players in the opening series of the game against the Chiefs. And
hey, you guys,
I don't want to rub salt in the wounds, but this was my lead pipe. Lock of the
Chiefs
motherfucking
minus
week.
One and a half?
And I told you to empty your bank account. So if you did,
even if you
account,
got the line,
you doubled your bank account.
You doubled your bank account.
Even if the line got the two, I saw it at 2.5. You still
you
covered.
You still doubled your bank account up if you went.
So
with
you're
Dylan.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry to rub salt.
Honestly, it's not the end result here of a loss is not shocking. Like, I didn't necessarily think we were going to beat the Chiefs. I thought it would be a better game.
They're for real.
Was.
And yep. that's
they
why
are. Their offense is
I
legit.
Made this game my
I am happy for Andy Reid. Like, I know a lot of people, mainly Colin Cowherd, have said that, like, Philly chased Andy Reid out of Philadelphia.
Right.
Like, all the fans and the organization, everything. And that was how stupid we are for that. But I think it was a mutually beneficial breakup.
Dude, that kind of thing happens in the NFL.
Yeah, it's like he needed to go, and he needed to go somewhere else and like start fresh. And I'm happy to see what he's doing in Kansas City right now. He's got one of the highest win percentages in the regular season of any coach in NFL history.
They're like 27-3 in their last 30 or something like that.
I can't confirm nor deny.
That
sounds like a Micah job.
It's something around that.
Yeah,
is all I'll say.
But I think like the perfect analogy is he was the girlfriend, the long term girlfriend you have before the girl you marry. So it's like the guy girl you fall in love with, but for whatever reason it just never gets to that point, never gets to that Super Bowl. But you know, you'd like to see them succeed later in life. You kind of have like
yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's
I was
the vibe I have
Kubiak
with Andy
Reid. When he won a championship at the Broncos, you know, he's a good guy, bad situation. That's all.
Yeah, it was just time for him to go. Like 14 years was enough in Philadelphia.
Yeah, tough game for Houston.
I mean, it just sucks, man, because it's like, okay, we went from, in one fell swoop, one series, really, we went from, we have a legit shot at making a little bit of a playoff run this year. You know, you never know how good things could get towards the end of the season, or bad, but we went from that to, well, at least we have a quarterback of the future.
And you're going to make
hey,
playoffs.
He this looked awesome still.
Yes, he did, but this season's fucked. Our defense is fucked.
You're not going to.
Next man up.
This isn't a Super Bowl year for the Texans, obviously.
No.
But you have your quarterback, and he looks really, really
good.
Which
is great. It's just very, like, we were riding too high in Houston.
But also, expectations going into the season.
When the Stros took
you
it
thought
out,
maybe
too.
They make the playoffs, right? They're still going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the division.
I
don't think the Jags
point.
Are for
it's,
real.
I'm just saying, I think over the last 2 weeks, the expectations have fluctuated wildly.
Of course.
Back and forth, and it's just getting a little bit emotional for everybody.
Hey, I mean, Deshaun just put up 5 touchdowns, no interceptions.
2 games in a row.
Well,
you hate to see the guy who's the emotional leader of not just your team anymore, probably your whole city.
Yeah.
Well, as a Texas fan, you knew this wasn't going to be the year. Like, you never got your hopes that high, right?
Like, to win a Super Bowl?
Sure. Or, like, make a serious run.
Yeah, make the AFC Championship
game. I think after last week, I was like, we could make a serious run.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Based on how good our defense
that's
was and
crazy.
The fact that we could finally score points.
That's nuts.
See, Ross, you got to set the bar really low. So
dude,
you
last
always
year,
exceed expectations.
When the Cowboys were like, I forgot what the regular season record was, but with the rookie quarterback at the helm, you know, like, you're not going to make a serious run.
You know the wheels are going to fall off at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unlikely.
Right.
Yeah.
So even when Cowboys were just destroying teams, I never got super high on them.
What, you want a medal or something?
No, I'm just saying you need to control your emotions a little bit.
You
got to
be a little bit more objective.
I'm very aware of the issue. Very aware.
As a Philadelphia Eagles fan, we're 4-1, currently first place in the division, but I don't think we're a serious Super Bowl threat.
The NFL is just tough because week to week, everything, like me watching the Eagles, I was like, the Eagles are legit. They could make a real run at this thing this year.
I enjoy our team.
And I'm not even a fucking Eagles fan.
I love Carson Wentz. But
he's good, man.
Are we winning the Super Bowl this year? Probably not. We're probably not making that deep of a run in the playoffs, but you know, I want
to
enjoy the ride.
Back to this cocaine snorting Miami Dolphins coach, and just read part of the video. Like, this is the transcript. He's saying, "Hey, I miss you, thinking about you, baby. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?" Like the bragging aspect of it. Like, look how fucking badass
he
I
says
am.
This. Like he says this intermittently between like lines of cocaine.
Doing,
it goes back to
he does 3 lines in the span of 1 minute.
Yeah.
Save some of that, dude.
If I could just jump in here. Someone has gotten to his Wikipedia page.
Oh, no.
And it just says, Christopher Flynn Forrester, whatever his name is an American football coach, a cocaine addict, and former college player who was recently the offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins.
I mean, he's scar-facing off his desk.
He's been an NFL coach for 34 years. Been in the NFL since 1992.
Wow.
That's all he knows. Where's he go from here?
He's done
and
a lot of cocaine.
Adam Gase, the head coach, said, He worked super hard. He was in at 4 a.m. every morning.
Of course.
First
guy in,
last
guy out.
Now you have to ask, how rampant is cocaine abuse for NFL assistants?
Oh, I think every assistant's on some type of drug. Adderall.
You can't be a assistant coach of the Miami Dolphins without doing coke.
In Miami, yeah.
There's no way. Like, I mean, there's coaches that do energy drinks that they'll have like 12 Red Bulls a day. I know Dana Holgerson.
Well, they work
to do that.
Lots and lots of hours.
Well, I mean, all these coaches do.
Yeah.
They don't see their families ever, really, during the season.
This guy didn't even have a family. It's just strippers.
That's all he has.
Yeah, he's not married.
In other non-dramatic news, Jerry Jones has announced that he will bench any player who disrespects the flag. Now, here's the thing.
Jerry Jones said this?
This is a thing?
How did I miss this? Been?
Dude, this broke last night. My two co-hosts are very educated. Jerry Jones.
Well, I'm over all this
shit. You remember
shit.
The Facebook meme that was like, Jerry Jones is just like, this was weeks ago. It was bullshit. It was fake news. But it was about how Jerry said he wouldn't play anyone who knew.
Yeah.
Well, it came true, finally. It's fake news, now is real news.
I mean, if you say it enough, it eventually becomes true, right?
He said, if there's anything that's disrespectful to the flag, then we will not play. Understand, we will not. If we are disrespecting the flag, then we will not play, period. So, after the loss to Green Bay, Jerry got a little heated. Might have said some things here that hard to back away from at this point. But he's everything that I've seen so far is pointing to people are like challenging his players to like go see what would happen. Like, what happens if Dak takes a knee? Jerry's going to bench Dak?
No, this is bullshit. It's kind of like what Mike Pence did yesterday, too, where he left the Colts 49ers game because of there's players taking a knee during the anthem. So he's just so furious that he left. No, he left because it was the 49ers Colts.
That was a PR
it was a trash
stunt.
Game.
That was the whole thing was bullshit.
Well, I mean, as the vice president of the United States, it makes sense for him not to stick around and support guys who are doing that. So I kind of get it.
This whole thing.
Well, but they like, set it all up.
So I don't get this at all. How do people get like really upset about this still?
A, we've been on this shit for too long. It's weeks. We're weeks into this. Enough, man.
What's everybody's obsession with the flag and the anthem anyway? Like, who gives a fuck?
A few years back, the players were not even on the field for this shit.
Yeah.
This is insane. No, I do not care. It's just become so out of control that, like, well, first of all, I am very much rooting for some type of Cowboys players mutiny, obviously. That would be the most dramatic and entertaining thing that's ever happened.
They just sit out
the
rest of the season.
But
that'd be great.
That's not going to happen, I don't think. Jerry will find a way to fix this, as he always does. I just love that Jerry Jones, the whitest guy in the NFL, bar none, find me a whiter guy, billionaire Arkansas trash is what he is.
Oil tycoon.
The man, there's photos of the man groping strange women on the internet.
Snaked a bunch of people out of like their land and money.
He's got chicks on their knees and he's holding their head up against his crotch online. This guy hijacks the entire respect the flag national anthem movement from African Americans to him. It's all about Jerry now. It's fucking amazing. I just what, Micah?
Apparently, Jerry spoke to the president several times about this. So I don't even know what that means.
It just, I love that.
But it is amazing that
Trump taking time to speak with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to discuss this important issue of flag demonstrations, national anthem demonstrations. Come on, man. Just enough is enough. And yet, the fucking vice president is spending time going to Colts-Niners games to make a point.
His loss, man. You get to see Jacoby Brissett tear it up.
The dumb fuck put up a picture of him from 4 years ago, a four-year-old photo of him at a game to prove that he was at this game.
Really?
But, yes. Like the most ridiculous fucking... This is the kind of shit that we have
going
on.
Did he even
now.
Go? Did he actually go?
Yes, he really went. But the photo, I guess he was like, oh, fuck, forgot to get a picture. Better use this old one. Also, apparently that whole stunt cost taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars for him to like fly down there and shit. Not to mention, he should just have more important shit to do.
The White House is just a complete clown show.
Yeah,
at this point.
You cannot spend like even 15 minutes at a 49ers Indianapolis Colts game. When you're VP of the
He said
country.
I left today's Colts game because at POTUS and I will not first of all, the at POTUS Twitter account, they need to delete that shit. At POTUS and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem.
All right, dude.
We got 45,000 retweets.
What is he, like a Cloyd Rivers Twitter account?
I just...
In person?
I no longer know what to say about this situation. It is so out of fucking control.
The protesting, okay, is it for... I'm confused on what it's actually for now. Is it
police brutality,
social injustice, or
social
is it
injustice?
The Trump in general?
Just a lot of things.
Some people are doing it strictly because of what the president said about how they should be fired if they did
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Okay. That's
Colin Kaepernick actually gave an interview with CBS for the first time since this thing happened. He talked to Jason Lockenfora and said that he's trying actively to play football again, and he will stand during the anthem. So
out, and it was completely false. Like, he didn't fucking say that. And Jason Lockenfora confirmed that that's not something he spoke to Colin Kaepernick about. The whole thing is a total and utter clusterfuck.
Yeah, and you know who usually isn't offended by any of this? Like, the people that actually fight for our country. Like, talk to most soldiers, and they're like, yeah, I actually fight for them to be able to do this.
Well, I mean, our First Amendment is something that they take pretty seriously.
Who's they? All of us? It's the
our military, I'm saying.
Point being, can we just stop?
It's exhausting.
Next headline. Chiefs Andy Reid said that Travis Kelce had trouble remembering. I don't know what that means, but it can't be good.
Concussion.
He's head
concussed.
Knocked around.
CTE.
Yeah, he got popped. That
this
guy is
CTE.
A real douchebag, just for the record. Great tight end.
Speaking of.
Total douchebag.
Davante Adams, who had his head almost removed from his body by Trevathan in that game. We talked about it last week.
Trevathan caught a 2-game suspension.
He was back on the field and actually had a hell of a game and caught the winning touchdown pass.
He is quite good at the football.
He is.
Davante Adams.
Beat my boys.
And yeah, thank God he was okay. And not just okay, apparently recovered faster than most guys do.
So good on you.
Yeah.
We had a all-time bad beat yesterday during the Eagles-Cardinals game.
What was that?
So the over-under was 44.5. It was 34-7 Eagles. It was J.J. Nelson breaks one off for the Cardinals. Could have been like a meaningless touchdown, and the over would have hit. But he got chased down, stripped at the one, fumbled it into the back of the end zone, and the game ended like that. So
yeah, that's not what you want if you bet the over.
No, which I did. So that wasn't great.
I'm sorry for that loss. That's a bad one. The next headline is Raiders left tackle Penn confronts fans in parking lot.
I saw this video. Did you see it?
Yeah. So Donald Penn is in the parking lot after the game, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
It's the player's parking lot he's in, and there's some dickheads there like yelling at him.
Challenging him to a fight.
Yes. By the way, Penn is 6'4", 315 pounds. Also just horrifying looking.
He's a large American.
He's very scary. He has scary face and hair.
As he was exiting his vehicle, door opened, the guy who was talking to shit like gave his buddy like his, I don't know, he's holding like his phone
like
or something.
His hat or something.
Yeah, and he's like
ready to
throw
up with
hands
this
with this guy. Like, what are you doing, sir?
It was just like, good on Donald Penn for at least having the restraint to not murder this man with his bare hands.
It brings us back to the fact that NFL fans are absolute trash.
The guy had thrown a bottle at Penn's car. Also, I'm pretty sure it's Raiders fans.
Oh, it was a Raiders fan.
He's a Raiders player.
He was upset that they are, what, I think, 2-3 now, not playing.
I tend to agree NFL fans are way trashier than any other fan base.
Donald Penn said, he threw a bottle at my car, but I should have stayed in the car. He was trying to get me to react so he could sue me. Glad I took a second to think.
Well,
that's what he said on
Twitter. Security guards got in between them. Had he not,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but he also... You could tell Penn had no intention to, like, he had thought about it and was like, I'm not going to fuck
this guy.
That's got to
be tough, though. You know, he just wanted to destroy
this
kid. Oh, my
God. You know, he wanted to rip that dude in half. Do a bottle at his car?
You don't do that, man. That guy needs to go to jail. Fuck him.
Yeah. I'm sure he is going to jail. Anyway, that's all the exciting shit going on in the NFL. Guess we could run through the game scores real quick. Notable results. From we spoke on.
I mean, we talked about everything, really.
Yeah, Green Bay, Dallas, very, very tough loss for Dallas. Everybody and their mom knew exactly what was going to happen when Rodgers has time on the clock, and
they just can't close out a fucking game, man. It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
I propose that Scott Linehan not show up to work today.
Why?
The Cowboys had first and goal inside the 10. I don't know the exact yard line. They had been running the football straight down their throats. On second down, Scott Linehan, and in effect, that fucking ginger douche, allowed them to throw a fade pass to the corner of the end zone, which stopped the clock.
They do that a lot.
There are three possible results for that play. One, it's incomplete. which is what happened. Two, it's caught for a touchdown. Or three, it's intercepted. All three of those are bad results because they give Aaron Rodgers time. If you run the football one more time, Green Bay takes their last time out. You run the football again, the clock, you run 40 seconds off. Instead, they stop the clock, then they score on the next play, which is fine. You have to expect your quarterback to score. That's no big deal. But I just, Scott Linehan should be fired, and that ginger fuck should go back to whichever shitty Ivy League school he went to and then die.
Ooh, oh, that's aggressive.
God. Okay, I'll say this. It's a little weird how often in the NFL, the highest level of professional football, simple clock management mistakes are made by head coaches, and good head coaches at that.
All the time. And I don't Andy Reid's like the most notorious.
It's like an bizarre art. Is it because there's so much going on?
It's a chaotic situation,
but
for
you
sure.
You would think with the amount of coaches you have on the sideline and guys up in the booths and shit, like, shouldn't there just be one guy whose job it is to just scream,
call timeout?
How many timeouts did the Packers have at this point, Micah? Okay.
If
so
I'm
they
being honest,
stopped the clock.
I think people in the NFL are just stupid. Coaches, GMs, they're just dumb.
There will be something that, I'm trying to remember the last time I was watching a game when there wasn't some point where the head coach made a terrible decision regarding clock management. It happens pretty much every game.
Maybe Belichick's the only one that doesn't.
Yeah, he never makes mistakes.
Uh-uh.
Carolina beat Detroit. That was surprising to me.
How about Jacksonville?
Carolina's hot right now.
Well, Jacksonville beating Pitt.
Dude, what the hell was that?
Bortles threw for less than 100 yards. A pick, no touchdowns, and they still won 30-9.
It's helpful when Roethlisberger throws five interceptions.
I think two pick sixes too,
in like a minute. Yeah, he's done. I dropped him from fantasy football right before this game, and I mean obviously this wasn't like some premed. I wasn't like, damn, Big Ben's gonna get rocked by the Jags. He fucking sucks this year for some reason.
Yeah,
what
it's
the
not
hell?
Like
he's got Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, and he can't fucking make anything happen.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he has weapons.
He's threw five picks in a game. He questioned. He was like, "Maybe I don't have it anymore." That's not what you want to hear your quarterback
say. He said that?
Today. Yeah.
No. The fuck?
Yes.
Wait,
dude.
What was his exact quote?
I'll find it right now.
Because you don't want to hear your quarterback say it. He's not an old guy yet.
Yeah, but he's old for his age.
What, early 30s, 32, 33.
He's been
like
through
that.
A lot of shit. He had that motorcycle accident. He's always constantly injured. I feel like he has the knees of like
a
70-year-old man.
The old sexual assault allegations.
Oh yeah, that too.
Those are.
He had to put his jaw back together after that motorcycle accident.
That was a jaw thing? Oh, yeah. He said, and I quote, "Maybe I don't have it anymore."
What the fuck?
You love this.
Hey, maybe not say that.
Yeah. I don't know. He also said, he was asked if he's doubting his game, and he responded, "Nope. If anybody in this room ever has that doubt, they probably aren't here." You know what I'm saying? Professional athletes shouldn't have doubt.
Well, he just expressed doubt
yeah.
in himself.
He's an idiot, too.
This was one question after saying, "Maybe I don't have it anymore. I'm not playing well enough."
I believe that's doubt.
He's a bit confused, yeah. Big Ben.
Well, how many concussions has he had?
A lot.
Yeah,
he has CTE. Oh, Seattle beat the Rams 16-10. I don't know. We've talked about all the other games.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football is Minnesota at Chicago.
Trubisky's first start.
Yeah, that's the only real exciting thing about this one.
3.5 points. Chicago's getting 3.
MyBookie.ag line is Minnesota minus 3.5. The over-under is 40.5.
Micah, is Bradford back for this game?
No.
Do you know?
Bradford is not
back. No, so they're still going with Case Keenum?
Yes.
Who's looked surprisingly okay.
Oh, wait. Now they're expecting him to start, yes.
Oh, Bradford's starting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought last night I saw that he was definitely not playing. But
is that
going
to do much to move the line, though?
No. Now it says Zimmer anticipates Bradford will start. So he probably won't.
Give me Chicago plus 3.5 all day.
At home.
Home dog. I'll take it.
Rookie quarterback making his first start.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride with Trubisky.
Gets the fans excited for a day.
He's a titty kisser.
Oh, yeah. You know he is.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Dan?
Over-under's 40.5. Give me the over.
Yeah, that's a low number. I kind of like the over, too. But definitely Chicago plus 3.5. You can support this podcast by checking out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. You can also download the Man Outfitters app in the iOS store. Here at Man Outfitters, a big part of what we do at Grand X, we get the best menswear brands, sort through all the stuff they offer, and take their best products and put them on manoutfitters.com so that you don't have to shop quite so hard to get good shit.
Just so you can look fresh as hell.
Fresh. You can use the code BACKDOOR at checkout. No, you
can't.
We
had to nix that code. Micah, update this.
The new code is sports.
You know why? Because somebody leaked backdoor.
The back door leaked.
That sounds gross. But yeah, somebody leaked the code online somewhere, and so non-listeners were getting the discount, and we're not okay with that.
Mm-hmm. No. So sports.
You got to put in your time to get that discount.
S-P-O-R-T-S.
Sports. That's the new code. It's 10% off your whole order on manoutfitters.com. We've got new True Grip fleeces, Arc'teryx jackets, Vineyard Vines outerwear and button-downs, Patagonia fleeces and sweatshirts. Oh, my God. You're going to be so ready for fall and winter.
A little cool front's coming through tonight,
Billy. We have a cold front coming tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy
well,
like.
I wouldn't say cold. I would say cool.
Anything that gets it below 95 has me amped at this point.
Let's see.
Use the code SPORTS on manoutfitters.com. Support the podcast. Get yourself some good shit to look good this fall and winter. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back to talk college football, Major League Baseball playoffs, maybe even some hockey. Probably not, but maybe. No promises.
So if you're listening to this, you probably enjoy podcasts. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast ourselves. I'm Dave. I'm here with Will and Dylan. We're Touching Base guys. Why don't you come join us? Be part of Touch Nation. It's a thing. It's sweeping the country and even the world.
I thought we were calling them Base Touchers.
Base Touchers, Touch Nation, Touchers, whatever you want to call yourself. We just want you to listen.
I thought it was DCO Nation, Deal Closes Only.
That's a whole different thing. It's a subset. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to pick up on this. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Just give us a shot during your business. That's all we ask.
All right, we're back. Let's talk college football, baby. Dan, had a good week.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. 3-0-1.
And 6-2 on the picks I gave
out. For you, Danny
six
boy.
6-2 on internet picks, on Twitter picks.
Yeah, just got paid by our bookie.
Just got paid. Dylan, 1-2-1. Yeah, you know, that's not fucking terrible if you're going to have a losing week.
Hey, it's okay.
Fuck it. I was 2-1-1. Iowa State 38, Oklahoma 31. Obviously
love this
game. The biggest shocker of the weekend.
Loved it.
Holy shit.
Four touchdown dogs, the Cyclones were, and came in to Norman and shocked the world.
Is this the most boring, predictable playoff situation that we're ever going to see in college football when this is all said and done?
No.
You think it's already set in stone? What do you mean?
No, there's going to be some chaos.
What do you think is, where does the chaos come from?
Well, I think the Big 12 eats itself. So TCU's losing. I think the Big 12 champion probably has 2 losses.
TCU's never going to make the playoff.
By the way, if they went undefeated, they would.
I just learned this weekend that the Big 12 added a Big 12 championship game again.
Yep. So that
did
might
not know
wait,
that.
What?
That championship game might actually cost the Big 12 a playoff spot,
they
which
got
is kind
rid of
ironic.
It for like 5 years and now it's back.
Because the only reason the Big 12 has a championship game is because they got left out of the playoff the
right
one year. And now it's probably going to end up costing them because
they'll have a loss.
Yeah, so one team's going to knock off another.
Gotcha. Okay.
TCU is going to lose. It's probably not going to be because of Kenny Hill. It's probably because their defense gives up like 6.3 yards per play against FBS school. So
Kenny. Yeah, love to see Oklahoma lose. I'm not even an Oklahoma hater. I just,
if
in
I'm
general, I like seeing them lose.
But Dylan, since you're a Texas fan, you're not afraid this is going to be an absolute blowout next week?
I mean, there are ways to look at it. You could look at it like now OU has like nothing to lose.
You're talking, of course, about
the Red River rivalry game between Texas and OU.
Is it called the Red River Shootout?
It used to be, but that was too controversial
because people were getting shot.
Well,
in the shootout,
something like that.
You don't want to talk. That's you're killing that Indigenous People Day, man.
The other way
can't
looking at
killing
it,
killing the Indigenous.
The way looking at it is, OU got exposed. And Texas will now have some tape from that exposure.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know. These teams,
you didn't really answer
when
the
they
question
play,
there.
I'm getting to it. When they play, it's kind of like the old, you know, when rivalry games, you kind of throw
sure
the records out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
They play each other closely. They do. Lately they have been, I should say. It wasn't always
yeah,
like
no,
that.
No, I mean, even when Texas has been very subpar.
Some shit Texas teams have beat some really good OU
teams.
Charlie
Strong
yes,
beat them.
That is very true.
Yeah, Charlie Strong beat them. The famous long finger point. That picture came from there. So I think it's going to be a good game.
If I'm a Texas fan, this terrifies me. I think Oklahoma comes out and rolls them.
Well, Texas also has nothing to lose here. I mean, yeah. they're already 3-2.
I don't know if anything. I mean, look, would you want a rattled Oklahoma who just dropped the game to Iowa State?
No, they're pissed off.
Or a game where they're just still fully confident. At least maybe this has some guys on their team questioning.
I'm not going to come out and say that I think OU wins the game. I mean, I'm sorry, Texas wins the game. I think OU probably does win the game, but and I don't know what the line is going to be yet. It's
currently 7.5.
7.5?
Yeah.
I would absolutely take Texas plus 7.5.
I tend to just blindly trust you with Texas lines because I can't remember the last time you were wrong.
I'm as even keeled about Texas football as you're going to see. As a fan, I'm saying.
You think 7.5 is a safe?
I think so. I would play. Take. I'm not going to empty the bank account.
I mean,
but I would take Texas plus 7.5.
This isn't a Chiefs-Texans situation.
It's going to be a close game.
I mean, this kid Kyle Kemp, who's the backup quarterback for Iowa State, just came in and just torched them.
That guy is a fucking stud, by the way.
Which
when Texas played, he was a starting middle linebacker for Iowa State.
He's playing both ways.
And now he's playing both ways. Yeah. He was the leading tackler against Texas, and then he went and beat OU as the quarterback. The guy's stud.
He didn't play both ways in this game.
Yes, he did.
He was playing quarterback and linebacker?
Yes, he's a fucking animal.
So, yeah, their starting quarterback, I forget his name, but he has like long hair.
Dude.
Kind of looks Jesus-y.
He's an animal.
Shouldn't you, once you've decided to promote him to starting quarterback, shouldn't you make someone else play linebacker?
They interviewed him after the game, like, so are you tired? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking tired.
I sure am.
Yeah, damn, man. That's crazy.
I think the last big name that played both ways was at UCLA, Miles Jack.
Oh, I thought it was Deion Sanders.
Miles Jack, I think, played linebacker and some running back, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game. I promise you that. Right. OU will not blow out Texas.
TCU beat West Virginia 31-24. Nothing really special to talk about there. Michigan State 14, Michigan 10. This was a big one.
Sparty.
It was in like a torrential downpour.
There's an example of a throw the records out the window rivalry game for you, Dylan.
Yeah. The Michigan quarterback, short last name, I always forget his name.
O'Corn.
That guy's a punk, dude. You see what he did on the sideline over there?
No.
There was a play that he like went into the Michigan sideline, whatever.
The flop.
And he flopped. Like, so he got pushed over.
Got 15 yards.
No one fucking touched him.
Like, he got up and it looked like he got yanked from the camera angle, but
okay,
like,
that's
literally no one
karma,
touched him.
Dude. That's why they lost this game.
What a chotch.
Also, Michigan State's pretty solid.
What a chotch.
Fucking move.
And what this game actually tells me is that Notre Dame's for real. Because Notre Dame trounced Michigan State.
Okay.
And I mean,
I haven't watched Notre Dame.
So Notre Dame
I
has
just assumed that they're garbage.
They only have one loss. And
transitive
it's to
property doesn't work in football.
But they have one loss to Georgia by 1 point. And Georgia, very good. The rest of their schedule, we'll see. Like if Notre Dame runs the table, they still have USC, NC State, Navy. They got a few tough games, and if they run the table, they got to be in the playoff.
Notre Dame,
like you can't leave them out if they win out.
As a long time hater of Notre Dame's bandwagon, that would displease me greatly.
Can I go back to the OU game real quick?
Sure, why not?
Because why not bring more attention to their embarrassing loss at home that ruined their college football playoff chances?
Uh-huh.
Baker Mayfield, suck it. I hate you. You're a terrible person. And
we didn't even
that.
Talk about the flag planting.
Oh, yeah, and you got that karma. Karma got your ass.
With a tiny flag.
The tiniest of flags.
A tiny little flag.
But
they had real grass in Norman.
Actually planted it.
So he could, it
broke
was planted.
The ground.
Yeah.
And not Baker Mayfield fake letting it fall over.
Baker Mayfield, you're a punk and you got what you asked for.
You get got.
Yeah.
You got. Right? Yeah.
It's always fun when OU loses.
Funner for Texas fans, but fun for me too. Sure. I enjoy. NC State 39, Louisville 24.
Yeah. It went down exactly how I told you guys.
Pretty much called that one.
I didn't believe the hype.
To a T.
That defensive line just destroyed Louisville's subpar offensive line. Lamar Jackson running for his life. I still think he played a really good game. Like, he's doing the most he can.
Yeah.
But, no, NC State's for real. They're going to give Clemson some problems.
Dan did his homework on this one.
Yeah. They play, I think, at NC State for the Clemson game. So, that's going to be...
That's going to be a big one.
It's going to be must watch.
Miami 24, FSU 20. Has Florida State lost every game?
No, they're 1-3. They beat Wake Forest. But, I mean, they've had a tough schedule. They lost to NC State. They lost to Miami. And they lost to Bama. So, all good losses.
All good teams that they lost to, yeah.
And they lost last second here because of their defense, which is supposed to be the best part of their team. Like, Blackman led the game-winning touchdown, and then gave the ball back to Miami. Miami went down, scored, game over.
LSU 17, Florida 16.
Coach L.
Wow.
That is his one last hoorah. Go Tigers.
Also called that,
I believe. Not one last hoorah. He's going to be around for a little bit, man.
I don't know, man. I think that was the last big win he has.
He has at least two more years.
I just can't believe that. What is Florida? This is every year now this happens.
They just don't have, like, they have quarterbacks. They have like 100 quarterbacks, but they have no quarterbacks. What's that old saying? If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one?
That is a saying.
Is that a saying?
Yeah.
That's a good saying. That's a good saying.
Because you don't have the guy.
Right. Yeah. Man,
I mean, you get it.
As a Texans fan, I'm surprised. I've never heard that, to be honest. Like,
I mean,
that's applied every year for the past decade.
It looked last week like they had solved their quarterback issue with Del Rio, but he broke his collarbone and he's out for the season. So they're sticking with Felipe Franks. Or, I mean, maybe Zaire gets more reps. I don't know.
Stanford 23, Utah 20.
Mm. At Utah, knocks off Utah.
Don't care.
I mean, Pac-12 is also going to consume itself. I don't think the Pac-12 is going to have an unscathed team. Maybe Washington, but I doubt it.
Georgia, Penn State, Washington, USC, Wazoo, and Notre Dame all won.
Yep. Rolled.
All rolled.
All
even.
Rolled, man.
Wow.
Oh, the 7 overtime game. That's a fun one.
Western Michigan, 71, Buffalo, 68.
I think the over hit.
In 7 OTs.
I think the over did hit. You're probably right. 7 overtimes?
Which is insane because...
Were people just being carted off the field?
It's crazy because after 2 overtimes, you have to start going for 2.
And right. They either didn't get it or they both got it.
Right. Or they kicked field goals. I didn't follow
the
game.
Have you ever been caught in an over-under on a game where the over wasn't even close to hitting and then like
you 4 go into
overtimes take place like, and you get it by like 20 points? Because I have,
that's
and it's
fun.
The greatest thing in gambling.
It is.
Oh, if you have the over and it goes in overtime, you are gold.
It's fucking incredible.
Points just
an incredible
coming
feeling.
In.
To be like 3 touchdowns off from hitting the over and then hitting it by like an extra 2 because of several overtimes.
That's one of the greatest things in gambling. You want to know one of the worst things in gambling?
To have the under?
No. When you Well, that too. But UCF, Cincinnati,
God.
51-23. I think it was starting the fourth quarter. It was a storm delay.
Yeah.
And it was very clear that like UCF is going to keep scoring and keep rolling.
This is bad.
They just called the game. UCF was a 17-point favorite. If you had UCF minus 17, no bookie honored it because they didn't play the fourth quarter.
Not enough time.
Serious?
Yeah, so apparently...
If the game's official and in the books, they should honor the bet, right?
They should.
There's
but
some...
a lot of books, I think most books said you have to
so
play
money,
at least
money's returned?
Minimum 55 minutes.
That's the general rule.
Money's returned?
Yes.
Money's returned, but yeah.
Canceled. Bet is canceled. It's not a loss. That would be really fucked up. It's just like it never happened.
If it was boxing, they probably would have just kept the money because they're crooked like that.
But it's like it was very evident that UCF was not going to stop scoring, and they were going to cover the spread very easily.
Damn.
And then the Lightning came.
Did you have action, Dan?
I haven't bet on UCF this year, which is
you
a...
You probably shouldn't.
I probably should, though, because they're undefeated against the spread. They might be
the
new...
second you start betting on them...
They might be our new Bucks.
You're going to fuck this all up.
My actual school might be Colorado.
That's huge.
Of this year. I
well tested this week.
I mean, we're playing East Carolina, so yeah.
You
I don't lay the points.
Pitch.
I will. It's probably going to be a 30-point spread against East Carolina because they suck.
Here's the new AP poll. Alabama, number 1. Clemson, number 2. Penn State, Georgia, Washington, TCU, Wisconsin, Washington State, Ohio State, Auburn.
Yeah, we do it by conference breakdown. We got 5 Big Ten teams. We got 4 Big 12 teams, 4 ACC teams, 4 Pac-12 teams, 3 SEC teams, 3 AAC teams, my conference. Power 6, baby.
Damn, where you at, SEC?
And Notre Dame and San Diego State are the other 2.
These numbers don't add up to 10.
That's what? Top
that's
25.
Top 25.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, that's the new poll. I don't know what...
When does TCU play Oklahoma? That's going to be a game.
TCU's got a few games left.
Yeah, they still have to go through Oklahoma.
How many undefeated
State?
Teams are
no,
there?
No, they already played Oklahoma State.
November 11th. Okay. Saturday, November 11th is the TCU-Oklahoma game.
Here's the Norman. Thing, too. Wisconsin's probably going to run the table, but I don't know what you do with Wisconsin. They'll get to the Big Ten Championship, and they're going to get trounced by
it's
like
it's too early to talk about playoff
I guess
man.
We'll
a lot of the teams are going to fall off.
Yeah.
What it? Yeah. We know Alabama's going to be there, though.
Mm.
Well, we've got some playoff baseball again today to discuss. And there's no better place to throw down a bet on a good old-fashioned America's Pastime playoff game than mybookie.ag. You can go to mybookie.ag and use the promo code BACKDOOR to activate up to 100% deposit bonus if it's your first time depositing. There are industry standard restrictions that apply to that, but using the code BACKDOOR, up to 100% deposit bonus if it's your first time there. Mybookie.ag has got live betting so that if you miss kickoff or the first pitch or the first four innings even, get in there. You know what I like to do? Catch a team in baseball that is, let's say the Astros are down 2-0. Go get a crazy good fucking live bet odds.
Okay.
Money line.
Hop on that shit.
Wait for them to come back.
Fun times.
And cash in.
Mm. Use the code BACKDOOR, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Let's talk about these Major League playoff games. Four games today.
Mm-hmm. Dodgers going for the sweep.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I thought there were two games today.
Nope.
Hella games today.
I am uneducated.
Yes.
First, we got Houston and Boston at 12 o'clock.
Who's going for the Astros? Verlander?
I don't think so. That would be very rash.
Nah.
You're going four deep in the playoffs?
Dude, not that would be panic mode to push Verlander out there early. Charlie Morton is the starting pitcher.
The fuck is Charlie Morton?
Mm. Don't know. Don't care. Hopefully they can put this thing away. The last thing you want is a one-game situation.
I mean, you're going against Porcello.
Please, God. Please, we need this. Took away JJ. At least give us this.
Hey, isn't it great that there are four baseball games today? Unfortunately, three of them are going on while people are at work. Why would they do this on a Monday?
They
do
this all the time.
I guess it's
shit,
Columbus
man.
Day. I guess some people are off.
No,
but
they do this.
No, it's just playoff baseball.
They don't give a fuck about Columbus Day. They just do this shit with the NBA or the MLB playoffs, and nobody knows why.
No, it's so. They can't put all four games on at the same time at night.
Yeah, but there's been days where there weren't even night games. They're just like plugging in 3 o'clock, fucking.
I don't know. I like
for
that
for some reason.
You don't have to pay attention to work. You got something to distract you. If you have like a normal job.
Well, the problem is like, all right, like, I got another podcast to record in an hour in the middle of the game. I can't watch the game, and I want to watch the game.
Do we get it? You're a big deal.
No, that's not my point.
It's playoff baseball. You're finally paying attention to the Astros.
And now I can't watch it. And for people who have, like, all right, yes, it's awesome if you can take off and go to the game, or you have a job where you can get away with watching the game on the job and not have to work. But today, I just happen to not have that job, and so I'm fucked, and it sucks.
Fucked.
Cleveland and the Yankees play at 6 o'clock Central Time.
Nationals Cubs are at 3:08, and then Dodgers Diamondbacks close out the night where the Dodgers can go for the sweep.
That's fun.
Ooh. Yeah, full slate of baseball games to bet on. Full slate. Gotta love it. We've got a hotline. The number for the Backdoor Cover hotline is 800-392-6344. We'll play the best calls during our Thursday episode each week. You can just call us, leave us a rant, a question, talk about sports. 800-392-6344 is our hotline. That is going to do it for today's show.
We talked about a lot of shit.
We got all the stuff in.
I'm happy with today's performance.
We'll talk about hockey next week.
My Golden Knights, man, they're doing it.
Are they?
I think. Someone tweeted me they won or something.
They won again. Good. Good
Micah,
start for the Golden Knights.
The NBA starts next Tuesday, so we'll do our official NBA preview next Monday.
The NBA regular season starts next Tuesday?
That's correct.
Yep. Okay. Cavs, Celtics, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
So a week from tomorrow.
I am not ready for basketball to start.
Why?
I know that
is
your game,
too much
Bill,
for you?
I don't like regular season basketball that much. I just can't get into it. But when it starts to interfere, sports discussions, water cooler talk, starts to interfere with my football and baseball.
You need to hop on a bandwagon.
I'm not into it.
You need to get involved.
You know your boys. Well,
I'm a Spurs fan. I'm a playoff.
No, you're a shit Spurs
fan. I'm a playoff NBA fan.
Okay, fair. But you can't. This is the most magical time of year where all this shit is going on at once.
I don't disagree with that at all. Basketball is down my list of priorities.
This is the most dramatic the NBA has ever looked.
It's great.
You just gotta buy into the chaos.
Too many power teams, man.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know your boy's getting league pass to watch a 500 Sixers team this year.
You know your boy is.
Hell yes. I'm all about NBA league pass. Please give me your password so that I can use it, because I have Google Fiber and they don't offer that shit. Shouts to JJ Watt. Heal up. God fucking damn it. And Merciless. We don't need defensive.
Shouts to my horns, man. Big win against Kansas State. We got a quarterback, Sam.
Dramatic win. We didn't even talk about the horns.
Shouts to Sam.
Sam.
Ellinger.
Shouts.
The freshman quarterback.
Shouts to Sam.
He played his high school ball down the street, man.
Yeah, Westlake.
Yeah, I know. We've mentioned him 15
times. We got our quarterback, man. Sam, if you want to hop on the cast, you're always welcome.
Shouts to Scott Frost. Please don't leave me.
He gone. He gone.
He going to Tennessee or Nebraska, I know.
Yeah.
He gone.
Shouts to the people of Houston. It's been a rough month. God.
You were riding so high a week ago, man.
You should be. Still.
From the Hurricane.
Deshaun looks awesome. He's the real deal.
Losing JJ and Whitney to the Astros, losing.
You're up 2-1.
One game.
Calm down.
This is baseball, man. You're going to drop one here and there.
You can just feel the tide turning towards negative 10.
The injuries are.
Those are
big.
You got game 5 at home.
JJ, if it comes to
it. Just end this shit today, Stros.
JJ, injury prone.
Dude, this is a serious fucking problem.
I know.
Well,
he might retire.
You can't control breaking legs.
No, you can't. But you, once, dude, this is like 6 seasons in a row.
We didn't mention that Beckham is also, he also broke his ankle.
Odell.
God, dude.
0-5 Giants. I don't hate it.
The Giants are
they're bad.
A disaster.
Did you see the
tank
clip of his
ankle?
Yeah,
it's not pretty.
Holy hell.
That looked very uncomfortable.
He was crying, too, on the sidelines, right?
Cries. He pretty much cries every game, though, even if he doesn't get hurt. The Giants suck balls.
They're awful.
And I love, personally, anytime a New York or Los Angeles team is just totally in the trash.
It's great.
I find that to be highly enjoyable.
Yes.
It's heartwarming, for sure.
It is. Dude, fuck New York. Oh, dude, they got the Northeast has won so many damn championships in every fucking sport.
Do not class the entire Northeast together.
I am putting the entire Northeast. In my mind, there are two categories. There's New York, and then there's New England, and that's it.
What about Philly?
You're not the Northeast?
Yes, we are.
Philly doesn't fall into that category with them.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
What are we, Mid-Atlantic?
Dylan, do you put Philadelphia in the category with the Northeast?
Yes.
Yeah, I call myself a Northeasterner.
I do.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm not Mid-Atlantic.
It's up there, man.
Yeah.
I just think, for some reason, I've only thought of like New York, Boston, New
when
England.
When I think trashy Northeast fans, like I think of Philadelphia first, actually.
Oh.
It's a shorter drive.
Then I need another word for what I'm talking about.
It's a much shorter drive from Philly to New York than it is from Austin
fans.
To Houston or Dallas.
True. Yeah, but everything's more congested up there.
It's all together.
We're in the fucking
just a big
most
mess.
Wide open
just
state.
Just a big mess of trash. People, I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I love you guys.
No bullshit. We get ripped on constantly by everybody in the Northeast. They think we ride horses to work and shit. We're allowed to be dickheads about them.
Sure.
Those elitist Northeastern snobs.
Austin's not really Texas, though.
Hey, you know what? If you're from the Northeast, call 800-392-6344. Let us know how you feel about the fact that you're elitist scum.
If you have hate in your heart,
let it out. That's the. That's the new slogan for this podcast. If you have hate in your heart, let it out. Go to manoutfitters.com. Use the code SPORTS to get 10% off your whole order. Hey, if you listen to our show every week, could you do us a fucking favor and please go on iTunes and leave a review? Thank you. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast. You can follow me on all social media at WR Boland. Dan, where can everybody follow you?
Dan_Regester, Regester on Twitter, and Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat. And go make some purchases at manoutfitters.com.
Yeah, you should.
Using the code Backdoor.
Dylan, where can you be followed?
Or sports.
No, Backdoor Leaked. The leaking backdoor is no longer an option.
Code sports.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter. The handle is at DShivery, CHEVERERE.
That's beautiful. Yeah. All right, we'll be back on Thursday to talk about Thursday night football, all the big college games coming up this week, and all the big NFL games on Sunday and Monday.
And we'll give you winners.
Dan will give you winners. Yeah. I can't promise that anybody else will. But at this point, I think Dan has become a solid betting option.
28.
Which is not something I thought I would ever say.
28-18-1. So
that's a good record so far.
It's not bad.
That's a good season thus far. All right, we'll be back Thursday. Peace.